across the snowy mountains and now on your Alexa smart speaker by saying, Alexa, play Snow FM.
Welcome to 97.7 Snow FM.
Wake up now. Welcome to Snow FM Breakfast. Wake up now. Thanks to High Country Automotive Group, the home of High Country Hyundai, the Snowy's hit music station.
Good morning, angels, devils, unicorns, any other mythical creatures out there, snails. Well, however you identify, you're welcome right here on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan, as per usual.
Don't necessarily know if snails are mythical, but hey, I'll go with it.
I saw a giant one being reported. Like, I'm talking the size of like a small puppy, right? Apparently, they're worried about them coming into Australia. I think I've just got a lot of snail anxiety this morning.
Snail anxiety. That's not two words I expected to be put together when I woke up this morning.
You can quote me on that one. Also, this morning, we're going to be having a chat to the cop shop. They have the details on how to behave yourself on the roads because it doubles demerits, as we heard in the news.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimball.
So we're going to have a chat to him a little bit later. But also this morning, Auntie Liz is happening. We've got some tickets to Disney on Ice, the works.
I want to do some trust exercises, but you don't want to. Simo, just trust me.
How about no? Can we pretend? Pink asking all the important questions this morning on Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Hyundai. New music as well. She just dropped that one this week. Jordan, hugging. You're a feverish hugger.
You're not.
I am not. Can't stand it. I figured I save my hugs. I've only got so many to give out. It's like a quota.
What, a quota for your life or a quota per year?
Yeah, total quota. I think I've probably only got 6 left at this point.
6 for your entire life?
That I can possibly take.
Okay.
Better
use them sparingly then.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is because Jerry Seinfeld, he had a bit of a brush with, you'd say fame, wouldn't you? Kesha? She's semi-big time.
Not Jerry Seinfeld famous, but yeah, I mean, she's quite famous.
She's up there.
I'm aware of who she is.
People are tired most of the time.
Kesha, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh. That was a nice moment.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Yeah, so Kesha, 2 years ago, it is to the day where we remember the awkward hug. It's well over 2 million views on the YouTube.
Not bad.
Because the awkward hug encounter where he refused to hug Kesha. So given the opportunity, you would hug Kesha, right?
Yeah, I mean, if she's willing to hug me, I would hug back.
Are you saying?
Well, like, without permission, I feel you're hitting this. It's a grey area, shall we say.
Yeah, and that's why we're asking this morning. You can call 645-72-977 just for calling. I'm sure we can chuck a lunch voucher or something to the Berridale in your way. Are you a cold hugger?
What's that? What's a cold hugger?
A cold hugger is someone that hugs on the first time of meeting.
Oh, I thought it was just someone that would, like, hug a cube of ice or something. No, okay. Hugging on the first time of meeting. Oh, it depends who. Like, I wouldn't hug our boss when I met her the other day on the first time of meeting her.
All right.
But, so, you know, if you're in a friend's... Did we hug the first time we met?
Nope.
Well, let's hang on.
All right, we're going to hug shortly. Call us. No. 64572-977. And it is Kesha.
And away from the button. Ah, coming.
Simo and Jordan this morning. And right now, we're talking a bit of ice skating.
Yes, it is the last chance. These are the last tickets we've got to give away, I believe.
That is correct. So in Canberra, Disney on Ice, it's celebrating Mickey and Friends, and it's coming to the AIS. So in Canberra, it's between the 19th and the 23rd of June is when it's on, and we have tickets for you and your family. If you can just tell us which Disney film this quote comes from.
My ancestor sent a little lizard to help me.
Hey, dragon, not lizard. I don't do that tongue thing.
Yeah, obviously it involves the original Mother of Dragons. But a great Disney film, another one you haven't seen, which is disastrous and I'm upset about.
Not just one I haven't seen, one that I haven't heard of.
You haven't even heard of this film.
You said the name of this movie before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what's that?
Well, good morning to our first caller through. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, you might want to, I reckon you got your radio on in the background, maybe just turn it down a touch so you can hear us nice and clear. What was your name?
Jason.
Good morning, Jason. Have we spoken to you for these tickets as yet this week?
No.
Ah, oh, beautiful, fresh. Love a fresh contestant.
Mm.
Now, Jason, what film would you like to hear that quote again?
Oh, I think I know what it is.
All right, well, we'll play it for everyone else's benefit because clearly you're the master.
Clearly Jason's an expert.
My ancestor sent a little lizard to help me.
Hey, dragon, not lizard. I don't do that tongue thing.
What do you reckon, Jason? Give it to us straight.
Mulan?
Mulan, mate. He has absolutely nailed that.
Hey, he's got it.
Well done, mate. You and the family, you got a couple of kids there that you can take to Disney on Ice in Canberra?
Yeah, I've got two young ones.
Beautiful. What age?
6 and 2.
Mate, you got your hands full.
Yeah, definitely.
Wicked, Jason. We'll hold the line. We will get you there. Marshmallow and Chiviches on that one. It was here with me on Snow FM. Snow FM Breakfast. And Jordan here with me this morning as well. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Simo. Is it time for Auntie Liz? She's a little bit keen there.
Mate, I've got some lyrics here prepped to play.
Mm.
So we spoke to Auntie Liz this morning, and she's plenty pleased that it is Friday.
Oh, she's looking forward to a big weekend of bowls?
Yeah, for whatever reason, she doesn't like chatting to you, but she's more than happy to talk to me every morning.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I've done.
You just need to stop Snapchatting her, dude.
Look.
Good morning, Auntie Liz. How are you?
Good morning, dear. I am absolutely freezing. How are you?
Mate, it's a bit chilly. Lots of fog around this morning, but it is Friday, so we've got a bit of a party lyric for you this morning. Go for your life. Read it out for us.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me.
Fantastic, Auntie Liz. That was awesome. Hopefully the fog clears and you can wear those sunglasses that I bought you this afternoon.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Do you like them? You should have got them in the post.
They haven't come yet, but they should be here in time for summer.
All righty. Have a good weekend. Good luck with the bowls.
Oh, thank you. I'll be thinking of you tomorrow.
You should hope that the sunglasses arrive in time for summer. I mean, you've still got, like, what, 6 months or something?
Yeah. I mean, the poor thing, her eyesight's not great. Mm. So if you know what that lyric was, I will play it again for you. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. $20 voucher there to have a feed on a Friday today. You can pick that up from us here at the Jindabyne Studios. Are you familiar with this song lyric? If so, call 645-72-977.
All right. She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me.
No idea what that lyric could possibly be.
I think I've got an idea. I think I do, but I mean, it's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one. However, someone I reckon is pretty keen to have a go this morning, Jordan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'd like to welcome you to the show. Good morning.
Hi.
Who have we got there this morning?
Veronica.
Say again, sorry?
Stop.
Alrighty. Well, you think you know what Auntie Liz's lyrics were this morning?
Yeah, it's Gold Digger by Kanye West.
Yeah, she's absolutely nailed that.
She's nailed it.
A bit of Gold Digger.
Nice, well done, congratulations. What are you up to today? Are you just getting ready for work or?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work right now.
Nice.
What do you do for work?
I work at Birthday.
Well, fantastic. You've got a win there just for everyone else's benefit because clearly you 100% know. But this is. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no bro. Auntie Liz is an absolute baller.
I know. Do you reckon we should give Kanye Auntie Liz's number? Do you reckon they could work on something?
They'd probably hit it off, dude.
I reckon I can. What's that? Hang on, what's that noise? I can hear a number one in the distance.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to get you that Mountain Munchies voucher. That's a good feed today. Thank you very much for the call and have a great day at work. Hold the line.
Thank you.
We're going to get your details. Simo and Jordan for your Friday, 8:15.
It is almost, I mean, I know I said this on Monday, but it is literally almost the weekend.
Yes.
You've got one more day to get through, and then it's a long weekend.
And because it's Friday, Rachel G from Admin, she's filled out the Snow FM breakfast diary.
Ah, nice.
So we're going to open that one up. Let's see what she has to say this week.
Dear diary, it's been another massive week on Snow FM breakfast. Everyone always says two heads are better than one. Jordan set to work straight away in the cinema box office.
Jordan did really well for me, but I was a bit concerned. He did rip the ticket in half for the person in front of me.
Oh, okay, right.
So he's a little bit nervous, but, you know, look, 10 out of 10 for me.
And it turns out he's got quite the online shopping habit.
Oh, God, what's he gonna buy now? Next week, going to have an aquarium in the living room or something like that.
Actually, there is one. It's meant to be...
No, we're not getting an aquarium.
And Auntie Liz has been causing quite the stir.
For all the times you made me feel small, I fell in love. Now I feel nothing at all.
A lot of people have been doubting her identity. What are your thoughts?
Oh, no, she's real.
So who is the artist? You know the song. Give it to us.
Justin Bieber. Baby, you
should go and love yourself. The boys are taking a break over the long weekend. I wonder what they'll get up to. Everybody! We'll find out on Tuesday. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
I love the fact that Rachel G from Admin obviously thinks we're absolute party animals, but you and I are both in bed by 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah, last night I went to bed at 6 o'clock. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
I think it's potentially more of a critique on what she's going to get up to on the long weekend.
Well.
Just to turn it on its head there.
Each to their own, I guess.
Yeah. It's been a big week, but the week continues. It ain't over yet. Only 16 minutes past 8, and something fresh now from Pink and Cash Cash. Because money is what you need on a long weekend. Can we pretend that we got some? And what could you possibly win? Maybe a coffee, maybe a Big Mac from Macca's. We've also got plenty of stuff here. What, sports power voucher? Maybe Jordan.
You could win a lock of my hair.
Really? Well, we do have a first caller through this morning. Good morning.
Hello, it's Sass.
Good morning to you.
Sass, was it?
Yes.
Just if the wheel lands on a lock of my hair, would you come into the studio and accept it?
No.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Right, okay.
Only if I can cut it off.
Oh, okay. I'm liking this.
All of a sudden,
this is
not
great.
All of a sudden, I'm regretting bringing the whole thing up.
Oh, dear. What? How quick can you be here?
Oh, like 5 minutes.
All right, sweet. We'll see you in 5. This is happening.
Oh, God. Why did I bring it up?
The Jindabyne studio, you can get here in 5?
Yep.
All right, sweet.
I was thinking in that ad break, this is such a good idea, and now it's just turned around.
Rookie move. Simo and Jordan on the greatest Friday that Friday ever were. Yeah, good morning.
Speak for yourself, mate. If you've just tuned in,
yeah.
I said before, as a hilarious joke, oh, why don't we put a lock of my hair on the wheel of I Won What?
Yeah,
now, literally 5 minutes later, there's two people waiting outside the studio to cut off my hair. I'm not happy about this.
I am actually stoked.
I've never seen someone more happy in another person's misery.
The best part about it was, I was like, how quick can you be here? She's like, 5 minutes.
She's here. Give me She's outside.
We have Sass, is it, in the studio?
Yeah.
All right, Sass, I am now handing you the scissors of freedom. And they're called the Scissors of Freedom because they're going to free some hair from Jordan's scalp.
I know. You said you're a hairdresser. You're doing it in year 12 or?
No.
Okay.
No, all right, Sass.
I'll be nice.
All right, where are we going to take it? Are we going to... You've got your brother Ari here who suggested a guy go bald. I'm not happy about that.
I'll do a bowl cut.
Maybe. Bowl cut?
So, Sass, basically, what he's trying to do right now is talk his way out of it. You need to approach him. I'm going to coach you through this.
I'm in a corner here.
Yeah. Approach, please. Yeah.
All right, where
She's
are we
bringing the scissors up to his head.
Hang on, in the middle. Okay.
Come
just
on.
A little bit, not much.
Make a move.
I had a shocking hair. I was in Sydney the other week and I had a shocking haircut. It's just grown back and now this is happening.
Here it is.
All right,
the scissors are up there.
Please don't take too much off.
The scissors of freedom. Nice. Get that nice close to the mic.
Ow.
It's all there. We go.
What? That's
done it.
That's nothing.
That counts.
I'm going to be nice.
Oh man. Nah, that's not on.
No. Play the commercial.
It is Buzzy. It is Paradise. You wuss. Snow FM breakfast. We are all done and dusted. Jordan, go back on the mic, dude. What are you doing?
Well, you managed to press the ad break button before I got a chance to come around this desk and hug you, but now I've been waiting here throughout that entire ad break. I see we've got a minute to go. Come on, Semo.
We do have a minute on the way to your news, sport, weather, your hard-hitting headlines.
Are you uncomfortable, Semo?
I am uncomfortable. For those that are listening, mate, stop that.
Come on. It's just
Jordan's hugging me on this side of the desk.
There's nothing to be weird about. There's people in the next office who are looking. Let's ignore that.
All right. So it's been another massive week of Snow FM breakfast, done and dusted. So have a, well, get back on the mic, Jordan, over there.
It's nice around this side of the desk. I like it.
All right, yeah, there you go. So Jordan's coming back on the mic. So we are done for the week. A massive long weekend ahead.
You've got like a foot spa on that side of the desk. No wonder you keep me around here.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's going to be a massive weekend as well. If you want to catch up on any of the interviews for Peak Festival, you'll be able to find those from the Facebook page. That includes Ash Grunwald, Claude Hay, and Daniel Champagne as well.
Yes, have a good weekend. And Simo will be at Peak Festival as well, just hanging around. So if you see us, say hello.
Yeah, we'll be floating around. So on the other side, Jordan is out of here. He's going to try and hug everyone in the office, but it is your high school hit, Blitz. I'll be hanging out with you
after
this.
Please form a queue, everyone in the office.